Okay, so we're talking about the Black family. I don't remember. So we had a little pause and we had to come back. And so now I'm disoriented. And that's okay, but let's see. I guess take me. Oh, there's my question. So your biological, through marriage, partnership, all the four, kind of five children with Denise, and then the Black family, do they ever mesh, or not mesh, but like see each other, exist in the same room, in the same realm?
Well, the Black family, the Black family, my daughter, Brooklyn Black, is her stage name. Maggie and I raised her together. She's my partner's child. Her boyfriend, Brentley. I'm having so much trouble not using their names. Brianna, she's the one who just walked in from work. She's part of the Black family. She's Jersey Black. She's dating my 17-year-old son. My 25-year-old son has yet to hit the stage. My Victor Black, very close friend of the family. Usually Thursday nights we have get-togethers. Grayson Wild is part of the family. Everybody comes on Thursday nights. We sit down. So the kids that I raised for the most part are in the Black family. We do have other outside kids who are in the Black family. They come down Thursday nights. We practice. We work on stoning vest or whatever, you know. Sit down, talk about ideas. You know, sometimes it turns into a mini prism meeting, you know, that type thing. Because they're involved. You know, they want to be involved. I do require it, but they just want to be involved. You know. You know, because I can push them. You know, they're young. And a lot of times, I think Courtney's like 23, 24. So a lot of times these are really young kids. And if we show them how to be involved with their community, then they can take the reins later. You know, after the oldies like me move on into the sunset and graze in the pastures. I do want the youth, the gay youth in particular, to get it. You know, somebody did pave the way for you. Learn that history and make sure that we don't have to repeat it. Because right now, some things feels like we're repeating. And that's just because of the political climate. But the bar did close at one point. And a lot of us, in particular me, felt very, very out of it. You know, because there was nowhere for me to go.
When was this?
That was 2013. That was while I was running as Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R. That's for M-I. Mm-hmm. But this year, I am your first transgender Mr. M-R Roanoke Pride. So, for me, that was huge. And for some trans men, that was huge. You know, because that hadn't happened before. You know, and it actually made me nervous, so nervous, going into the competition because I was like, oh my God, you know, I'm running this as my life. And it was really the first competition I've been able to run as I live. And I did Ray Charles at the one, so I was really happy with that.
I think I saw that. Yes. I remember seeing that. I was like, what? There's a Ray Charles on stage.
Yeah, you know, so it's a lot of fun. As far as being in drag, it's a lot of theater, but I have fun with it. Okay.
So I guess this could be our wrapping up question.
Okay.
Let's see. I really like the cheesy wrapping up questions. So I guess what do you hope to see in terms of visibility of queer trans people of color in the Roanoke, Virginia area? Because we were talking about it, and like, this is how I know you, is just by seeing you at the park. And I was like, wow, that one brown person or face or like body that I saw in the whole place that one night that I went, and that stuck with me so much. I was like, cool, so I gotta like find this person when we do this interview, or I think he's very important to be a part of this project. And so I guess, like, what do you see happening or hope to see happen with visibility, whether it be your own visibility or somebody else? Or
I'm not that concerned with my visibility, except in the aspect of I hope that people realize, oh, that brown person hosts a show, you know, every third week. And they come out because there's someone that they can relate with, just in that aspect. Yes, I'm gay, and yes, I'm black, you know. And because the A-list with Anton has everybody. I mean, the crowd is everybody, you know. There's, I want to see more faces in the crowd like mine. That would be great. You know, they don't have to get on stage. Come out. Celebrate who you are. What I want as far as visibility is just people to feel encouraged to come down to the bar, because it's so much more than a bar. You know, it is a hub of activity. And if we get more lesbians to come out, if we get more trans people to come out, and more people of color to come out, then we can serve that full community. You know, if I don't know people are hurting in one area or another, or they need help in one area or another, I can't do a damn thing about it. But if it's brought to me, then I can look into it. So this reason when you came with this concept is absolutely beautiful. We don't have a lot of people of color that are currently in those positions. I mean, we've had people of color on the stage before. Carolyn Sue Wilson, Rosa Lakes, Christina Kelly, who's now big up in D.C. We need more representation across the board. I fully believe that with any group. You know, represent all of your members. So, yeah, come out and be part of the community. You know, help out. Join Roanoke Pride. Join some group, you know, some group. That's really, I'm so glad that you guys are doing what you're doing. There's a big community out there that needs us, so some of us have to be willing to step up to the plate. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.